Union members from the New Page paper plant in Kimberly, Wisconsin, rallied outside the state capitol last month demanding action. The Ohio-based New Page Corporation closed the plant in July, idling more than 600 workers. Since then, the owners have refused several offers to buy and reopen the plant. Bob Bruckhart brought his 6-year-old daughter, Sailor, to the rally. She carried a sign reading, "Save Daddy's Job." Bruckhart worked at the plant for more than 25 years. He's worried about his children's future if it doesn't reopen.
It'll mean some major changes in my lifestyle from where we're at and where we're going. Probably school for Sailor and Amber and Rob and my other two daughters. Some of the luxuries we've enjoyed over the years. Maybe even a house.
Owners of the plant say they closed it because cheaper paper imports from China have undercut their profits. Bruckhart and his fellow union members are backing Barack Obama because they believe he'll bring an end to the free trade agreements they say have led to the loss of their jobs. It's an issue Obama hit hard on the campaign trail this spring, speaking to auto workers in Michigan.
I won't stand here and tell you we're going to be able to bring back every job or that we're going to stop every single job from going overseas. But what I will tell you is that we can stop giving Bush tax breaks to companies that ship our jobs overseas. We can start, and that we can give those tax breaks to companies that are investing right here in America.
Obama also promises to include protections for American workers in any future trade agreement he signs, something John McCain has made clear he will not do. Speaking to auto workers in Ohio earlier this year, McCain promised to provide training in high-tech industries for laid-off workers, but made it clear he will pursue more free trade agreements.
I don't think that we are going to get some of the old high labor, labor-intensive jobs back to America. But I do believe we're still the most innovative and the best, most productive, and we will not only keep jobs in America, but we will grow jobs in America. I just don't think it's through protectionism.
That difference between the two candidates is one that unions are hitting hard this year in the most massive get-out-the-vote effort the labor movement has ever undertaken. It's fueled by $800 million in campaign spending, and according to Andy Stern, president of the Service Employees International Union, it's already having a big impact.
So far, we've knocked on 90,000 voters' door, made 400,000 phone calls, and talked to 5,000 of our members in the work sites.
Union voters account for only about 15% of the electorate. Still, they hope this year's Get Out the Vote effort will help push Obama over the top. They've been touting the message that Obama walks the picket line, while McCain believes there shouldn't be picket lines. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.